call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. It is 6 minutes, 7 minutes after 8 a.m. on this, the Friday version. Open Phone Friday, 715-845-2155. Whatever you'd like to talk about, let's throw in. 715-845-2155. We already got somebody on the phone. Great. That's perfect. Let's jump in. Mary, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was at the meeting last night.
Yes, ma'am.
And I did speak. I take great offense to Dr. Williams hiring her own personal lawyer at our taxpayers' expense. This Frank Sutherland from Madison, he was admittedly the only person up on the stage that had never even heard the Master Singer sing. And the school board, he certainly isn't representing us as parents. He's certainly not representing students. He certainly didn't represent the school board, as they weren't even aware of his activity most of the time.
So this is the lawyer that made the recommendations of what to do and what not to do, correct?
Correct. And who did he make those to? To Dr. Williams. Mm-hmm. And so she should be fired on that alone.
Okay,
so
now
hiring
let me address that. Let me address that just for a second. It's my understanding that the school board was made aware of a potential problem, and that it could involve legal wranglings.
He was hired way before that.
Okay, when was he hired? Do you know that for a fact?
Well, and what they were talking about last night, were you there last night?
No, I was unable to attend the meeting last night.
Okay, they were talking about legal counsel from before, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And, and he tried to use big words like, this was articulated in this court case, which means, something was said in a court case, like, blah, who cares? And, he probably charged, I bet you $5,000 to $10,000 just for yesterday's activities. Patrick O'Keefe said, who hired this guy? They were not aware that he was, who hired him. They had no say in who was hired. There was an in-town lawyer who was very well qualified. Why do we have to hire an out-of-town gunslinger and, so to speak, lawyer, who's not even representing our interests as taxpayers? He was there for just...
Gotcha.
Defending Ms. Williams, and it was totally inappropriate. And he kept on saying "we this" and "we that." It's like "we nothing." You don't represent "we."
Okay, let me address it. Let me play devil's advocate for it for just a second, because I've seen this happen before. My understanding—I could be wrong—but my understanding, the legal counsel was retained because there was a threat, a potential threat of a lawsuit. That it is my understanding that the whole reason this came up is that someone, somewhere, or a group said, if things don't change, we may bring a lawsuit. If that's the case, lawyering up is the right thing to do. Now, why did they go out of town? Why did they not bring in somebody local? There's a whole variety of reasons. Sometimes, when you get ready to bring a case or defend against a case, no one in your town will take you because they may have some affiliation with the group or associated groups that are bringing the case. It is very political at times. I do not know if that is the reason why this individual was chosen or when. I'm saying sometimes you need to consider these things. Sometimes that's the reason. Let's go to Bill, already on line four. Thanks for calling in, Bill. What can we do for you?
Well, good morning. Yeah, I got a couple mailings on this here 69th Assembly District from a... the American Federation for Children Action Fund.
Okay.
And
what did they
say? This organization is supporting Alana Fedick. Now, Alana Fedick, I believe, is a good person. I have no problems with her. I am supporting Scott Noble.
This is in the special election that's coming up next week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My concern is with this American Federation for Children's Action Fund, who they are. And so I went online And I found out that they support both Democrats and Republicans, and they claim that they're for children and for school choice, which is fine and dandy. When I looked at the leadership staff, the name Scott Jensen came up. Now, you may not remember Scott Jensen. You weren't in Wisconsin back in the 90s.
Okay.
Scott Jensen was one of the Republicans that was prosecuted for using campaigning on paid time. His staff was involved in electioneering.
He was the assembly speaker back at the time when he was charged with
it. He was the speaker, and I believe he went to jail for his actions. Scott Jensen is also the guy that tried to throw me out of the convention for exposing Tommy Thompson's promoting gay rights.
So you have a bone to pick with him anyway.
You better believe I do, because he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's a scumbag. And I would say that FedEx should disassociate herself from this organization, because in my mind, they have no credibility. I have no time for this group. And she should run from them, you know, because it's certainly not going to help her when the truth comes out about who these people really are.
Well, Bill, thank
you
very
much. Well, it's one guy, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the whole organization. It's one guy that you have a history with. So,
yeah. And thanks for calling in. Maybe you just gave them some food for thought that they may want to consider. All right, let me very quickly just hit on the one point that I wanted to make, and then I'll turn the show back over to callers. The issue appears now to be resolved, and there's a lot of people that are happy with the way things turned out. The school board is saying back to the administration of the schools, the principals, etc., hey, as far as what is done in the concerts, when they are done, and how they're done, this is your decision. This is your authority. Go forth and conduct yourself accordingly. I think that was the right decision. Good for them. But they also devised a panel to take a look at the overall music and content, et cetera, et cetera. Why? If you're going to turn over the authority to make these decisions to the administration of the schools, which I think is the right thing to do, why are you going to have a panel overlook everything and look over their shoulders? That seems to be a silly thing until you realize the reason they're doing this, in my opinion, is to appease the individual or group that started this mess to begin with. And I got news for you. It's not going to appease them. It is not going to satisfy them. You have to understand what their end game is. The end game is remove religion from schools. Period. Christianity, Hindu, Jews, Judaism, everything. Remove it all. And so having a panel overview something, that's not going to satisfy them. It's not going to satisfy them at all. Basically, we just handed them a defeat, and it's not going to go away. So when the individual or group brings their case again, this time they're going to come with lawyers. And this time they're going to come looking for blood. And they're going to threaten to sue. And they're probably going to be ready to sue. And this is where schools, counties, cities, etc., cave in. Because most of us do not have a budget, we do not have a war chest built up, ready to defend these ridiculous lawsuits. It's like Sarah Palin said yesterday, they're bullies. They are constitutional, mean-spirited bullies. And a lot of times we don't have the money to defend. So when they come back and they bring this again, you and I may be called into action. It may be necessary for you and I to put our money where our mouth is. It's one thing to attend a meeting and let the representatives hear how we feel about it and be impassioned. That's great. There may come a time when we may have to organize a defense fund so that our school system knows that not only are we behind them in word, but we are behind them in deed and with our wallets. Just something to think about as this continues to develop. Steve, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind? What can we do for you?
Yeah, I believe you're right, Seth. The Freedom from Religion Foundation will be camping on Wausau's back door again. I think they're probably involved in this whole thing.
Well, we had Jerry Bader's show get in touch with the Freedom from Religion group, and they say they were not involved with the original complaint, that this is not their baby. They don't see anything wrong with it, of course, but they were not involved, according to them. So who knows at this point. But I don't think it's going to go away. I think this is just round one.
I think you're absolutely correct. But since we made it to O'Reilly's show last night.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. This issue not only made it on O'Reilly, it's also on The Blaze today, theblaze.com. So they got wind of it. Huh, wonder how they got wind of it. WSAU, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute to take your phone call. 715-845-2155. Don't go anywhere.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
We really do need to get the cameras going in here. You know that? So you can see the guitarist from Cheap Trick every time that the music comes on that he likes.
Doobie Brothers band, how can you not move to China Grove?
WSAU, this is Feedback. It's 822 715 845-2155. If you would like to be a part of the show, 715-845-2155. Tom, I hate to tell you this, buddy, but your gift getting, the ideas that you had for giving Christmas gifts and so forth got just a little tougher.
Because?
Well, one of your favorite shops just filed for bankruptcy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Which one?
It's the White House gift shop.
The White House gift shop filed for bankruptcy?
Yes, the White House gift shop, which has been run for a very long time for the nonprofit group that helps uniformed Secret Service officers and their families, has gone broke.
Because?
Well, sales are down. The Secret Service Uniform Division Benefit Fund, which traces its roots to the 1940s, did business as the official White House gift shop. They are listing in their bankruptcy petition more than $600,000 in liabilities. Let's see here. Disclosed terms of thousands of dollars in assets consisting mostly of Christmas decorations. Obama doesn't want Christmas.
Oh, stop. Don't even. You know, when you say stuff like that, now people are going to believe that and they're going to be raising all kinds of hell.
There's such trinkets such as magnets and puzzles, paperweights.
Yeah. All with the presidential seal on them, I suppose. Mm-hmm. The White House seal, yeah.
Maybe. The price of more than 140 Democratic and Republican mouse pads is listed as question mark in court records.
They still have some left from Richard Nixon or something?
There are 10 unsold copies of the book Adam's Alligator that will go for $8.48 in value each.
Was that written by one of the kids in the White House at one point in time?
So a trustee appointed in the case, Mr. Wendell Webster, said that he's trying to market and sell what assets remain. There's a Cal Ripken Jr. commemorative plaque that's priced at $500 there in the gift shop. So there it is. No more ability to go into the White House gift shop. They're going to close. I wonder what they'll open up in its place.
It's not Adam's Alligator, the book. It's President Adam's Alligator.
Adam's Alligator.
President Adam's Alligator. It's about John Quincy Adams, who had a pet alligator in the White House.
Called Adam's Alligator.
No, it's called President Adam's Alligator. I've got a picture of it right in front of me.
I don't know what you're looking at. You're looking at some Democrat.
John Quincy Adams had a pet alligator in the White House. Did you realize that?
No, I didn't realize that.
Well, apparently he did.
See? Even back then,
this is a
Gator
kid,
fan.
This is a kid's book about all of the presidents who had weird pets.
See, that's a great Christmas gift, and you can't buy it now because your people, the liberals, have shut down the White House gift shop.
Thomas Jefferson had a mockingbird that ate from the president's mouth.
That's disgusting. That's seriously good. It's the weirdest pet you ever had.
The weirdest pet, I think I had a pet turtle. I guess, do you count the sea monkeys that you bought in the back of the comic books?
Sure, why not?
The incredible sea monkeys?
I had a hamster type thing for a while, went on vacation for a couple weeks, and left it with a friend to take care of. When I came back, the excuse is, it died. It died. And I'm thinking, it didn't die, you killed it. You didn't want to take care of it, so you let it loose, and some bird of prey came down and had snacks or something. That's what happened to it.
Teddy Roosevelt had a pony. Teddy Roosevelt's kid had a pony that rode around in the White House.
There's There's been crap flying around in
yes,
that building for years.
Yes, there has.
You knew I was going there with that.
Of course.
All right, so there it is, the White House gift shop that has been announced. It is definitely, looks like they're closing up shop and they're going to call it a day. All right, so 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you want to be a part of the program. There's a lot of other things that are happening. We cannot forget about the government shutdown. We can't forget about the budget, et cetera.
Paul Ryan being the great conciliator, trying to get the warring parties together, not only in his own party, but between the Republicans and Democrats
and
as well.
That's where I was going to kind of go next, is this division in the Republican Party does not bode well for anybody. Let's go to the phones real quick. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, what can we do for you?
Comment on that Christmas stuff at the Wausau School there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm wondering what's going to happen, or what would happen, say, over in Detroit over there where they have a Muslim population. You know, they have prayer five times a day. They're going to have to accommodate them kids in school all day. I mean, I don't know if they're supposed to be having prayer five times a day. I heard of a company that hired a guy to drive bus. A tour bus, and he'd get out and pull over.
Well, now here's the thing, though, buddy. You got to pay attention. You got to be very, very careful. All right. The internet is rife with ridiculous stories that are anti-Muslim. They are rife with stories and rumors of things that just are not true. So when you hear something that's outrageous, do some homework, do a little research, find out whether or not it's true. Because seriously, you think a tour bus company is going to have a bus driver that five times a day stops the tour, pulls over, whips out his prayer rug, faces east, and does his thing? No, that's not going to happen. And the concern about whether or not the school system is going to have to accommodate Muslim students, have you heard anybody raise Cain about that? Is the Jewish community saying, hey, you gotta accommodate us? Is the Southeast Asian community saying you got to accommodate us? No, none of that is accurate. So there's a lot of things for us to have to fight. There are a lot of things that are important. You got to weed out the baloney.
Come on, you're screwing up the talk radio narrative, man. You're supposed to be knee-jerk like the rest of them.
No, I'm the knee. You're the never. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.